This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 30th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is pleasant. Jerusalem enjoys sunshine, while Tel Aviv experiences a gentle breeze. Haifa is slightly cooler with clouds lingering. Perfect weather for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today, an Israel-Lebanon deal may perpetuate a stalemate instead of resolving the conflict. Analysts highlight Lebanon's inability to disarm Hezbollah due to sectarian tensions. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports from this morning that the core bargain of the Israel-Lebanon deal is deemed unworkable. Hezbollah has firmly rejected disarmament, and Lebanon's government lacks the authority to enforce it. Also this hour, in an article from JNS, Israeli Defense Minister Katz claims U.S. pressure halted a campaign targeting Hezbollah's collapse. He warned of potential Iranian retaliation. Separately, I-24 News notes that PM Netanyahu and opposition leaders have condemned shameful remarks directed at the IDF chief of staff during a Haredi protest. And finally, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports, just in that Jewish groups express concern about a Democratic Socialist candidate in Colorado's congressional primary. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, in a post from just minutes ago, reports that $6 billion in frozen Iranian funds remain untransferred. Qatar's foreign ministry states they're earmarked for humanitarian goods. Raylan Givens, an observer of Middle Eastern conflicts, posted recently that the IDF has eliminated Hamas terrorist Jihad al-Salami involved in the October 7th massacre. Israel Defense Forces, writing earlier today, announced the elimination of Talal Jaber Mohammed Abd al-Al, an Islamic Jihad member involved in past infiltrations into Israel. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Israel-Lebanon deal. The Times of Israel explains that the current agreement may not achieve its intended peace. Analysts believe Lebanon's internal divisions prevent effective action against Hezbollah. This situation could prolong the presence of IDF troops in the region, leading to continued tension. Turning to the U.S. pressure on Israel. JNS reports that Defense Minister Katz expressed concerns over halted operations against Hezbollah. He suggests that American influence may have prevented a more aggressive strategy. Iran's potential involvement adds to the delicate balance of power in the region. Meanwhile, the condemnation of remarks against the IDF chief of staff highlights political tensions within Israel. As reported by I-24 News, both government and opposition leaders show unity in defense of military leadership. This incident underscores ongoing societal divides. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Israel is moving to regulate stable coins. The new legal framework grants the Capital Market Authority licensing and oversight over digital currency issuers, aiming to stabilize the financial landscape. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a surge in car thefts in Tel Aviv, with nearly 10% increase. The city now leads in car theft attempts, impacting community safety and insurance dynamics. And finally, Walla Business reports on Housing Minister Goldnoff's proposal to reduce VAT to 17%. The Treasury warns this move could create a significant budget deficit, posing challenges for Israel's fiscal policy. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.